Kishama Vusa, today's daf is Pesachim Daf Nun Zayin. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the fourth parak in Pesachim and finishing off the first half of the Masechta. We're here on Nun Vav Amabez, at the two dots, about 10 or 12 lines up. Venos Nin Peah Leyerek. One of the things that the Anshei Yericho did was they took Peah, which is a gift that the farmer gives from the corner of his field, right, for the poor people. They did that with their vegetables, and ordinarily that might seem like a very nice thing to do, but the problem is that Peah is potter from Trumas and Maestros. So when the poor people took the wheat, which is chayev in Peah, so then that wheat that they took is potter in Trumas and Maestros, and that's fine. But when they take vegetables, which is not chayev in Peah, and then you give them Peah, quote unquote, so that those vegetables are still chayev in Trumas and Maestros, but they think it's Peah. So they're not necessarily going to take Trumas and Maestros, and that is a problem. So the question is, what were the Anshei Yericho thinking? I mean, why did they give Peah from vegetables? Because we learned, the Gemara is about to quote the Mishnah in Peah, of the requirements of what is Chayev in Peah, and vegetables are not in that requirement. So let's check it out, as it says in the two dots, right? Venosin Peah Liarek. What the Anshei Yericho never learned this Mishnah in Peah? Klal Amru BaPeah. There's a rule. What is Chayev in Peah? Kol Shu Ochel. Something that's food. A. Nishmar. B. It is kept. Right. It is stored. V'gidulo min ha'aretz. Grows from the ground. V'likitachso ka'achas. And it is gathered at the same time. U'machniso l'kiyum. And it's something that is saved. Nishmar is not kept. Rashi says somebody that is owned by somebody, i.e., it's not hefker. So it's the last one is the important point here. Umachnisu l'kiyum, and you keep it and you save it and it lasts for a long time. Right, that's chayev and peah. Right, kol shu ochel. What is the first part? Anything that's food, pratas v'chestis v'kotza. That's to exclude any type of non-food. For example, the stis we pointed out by the Shemitah Gemaras, that's the stuff that grows after certain plants have been picked. So a svichei, the stuff that grows afterwards. So the stis and the kotza are two different types of food, but basically the stuff that grows after those flowers or those produce have been picked is inedible. So that's not included in the Chayev of Peah. V'nishmar, what does that teach us? Prat lehefker, that excludes anything that's hefker. Gidulu min ha'aretz, what does that exclude? Prat lekameinu pitriot, excluding mushrooms, right, that do not grow from the ground. U'likitos and ka'acha, stuff that's gathered at once. Right, prat la te'inim, to exclude figs, which are not gathered at once, or they grow they grow at in stages. Umachni solikiyam, something that you keep for a long time, right? Prat liyarek, that excludes vegetables, which are generally, right, they're very they're perishable, right? They don't stay for a long time in a silo or whatever. So that, why did they give peah from the vegetables? Some Rabbi Yudam Arav, ha'acha barashi liftan askinam. We're talking about the leaves of liftan. Liftan are turnips. But the leaves of the turnips, because umachniso the kiyamai de devar acher kamefili. Turnips are a vegetable that happen to last a long time, but the leaves are included in. Basically, they would take the leaves with the turnips, basically the question is, how do you view that? How do you view that aspect of the vegetable, meaning the turnips are that's the food that you eat. But what about the leaves? A lot of leaves are edible, etc. So the question is, right, if it's something that's kept for a long time, based on something else, as a result of wanting something, another part of the food, another part of the plant, is that called something that you keep for a long time? So mar sabar machnisu l'kiyam ay didavar acher shmekiyam, that counts, right? Mar sabar. And the Chachamim held that didn't count. So that was the machlokas between the people in Yericho and the Chachamim, right? Whether they were and that's the stuff they gave for Peah, and that was the argument between the two of them. Okay, Tana Rabbi will under the Brisa. Rishana Hayunos in parallel lefes of the Chruv. Originally, back in the day, right at the beginning, the people in Yericho would give Peah from turnips and Chruv. Chruv is cabbage. Right, nowadays it's also cabbage. Rabbi Yossi Omer af lekalfot, or kaflot, even to, I think it translates as leeks, I have on the side. V'tani idach, another brisa says, how you know the pale levas with a kalfot? Originally they would take from these turnips and leeks, and then Rabbi Shimon Omer af lechrut. So the Gemara says, name it's Tfasa Tanai Ave. Are you telling me there are three Tanai, meaning the Tana that said that we're talking about the turnip leaves? And then the first Tana that says they're talking about, what was the first two? It was turnips and cabbage. And then we added the leeks. Or is it the other way? Right? How many Tanai we got here? So the Gemara says, look, trade Tanai. I'll be really, it's Machonos between two Tanai. The Tana comes, Rabbi Shimon, Hani Rabbi Yossi. And really, in the last two brises, really, you should read them together. They're just complementing each other, right? Just depending on who says what, right? That's the reason we have two versions. Umay af, what did it mean when it says they also took this, right? That kamaisa, it's going on the first one. Meaning, again, you just have to kind of shtup all the brises together, but right? Don't read that as two separate opinions. Tana Rabbanan with another brisa. Ben Bohain, the son of Bohain, used to nuss and pear the erek. He used to take pea from vegetables. Right, his father, meaning the Bohain, right, meaning his son, would give pea from the vegetables, and his father found that all these poor people are hanging out with all these vegetables. Well, they're laden, they're holding all these vegetables. And they're standing by his garden. He said to them, "Bini ishlichu me'alecha v'ani nos nechem kiflayim kim'usar." It was my sons, my kids. He was trying to be nice to them, right? My children. Leave that alone, and I'll give you mysered vegetables. Lo b'nishan itzara, not because I'm trying to mess you over and kind of steal your produce. Elo b'nishan amukachal mein nosin peyle yarek, right? Because Chazal say you don't take peah from vegetables, right? Again, because you're going to have a problem with trumas or mysers. Then you might not realize that to take trumas or mysers. Lamli lemeimra luhu lo b'nishan itzain itzara. But why did he say that I'm not going to scam you? Because they were, right, just so they wouldn't think that he was trying to get back, right, his vegetables. He was trying to push them, literally means he's trying to push them away, but so they shouldn't think that he was trying to kind of, you know, get rid of them. Back in the day, the Kohanim would put the skins of the korbanos. Now, the korbanos, the Kohanim, are allowed to get the skins. Right, they get most of the skins. The shlomim is not true, but the shlomim, everybody, the owner gets the skins, but all the other ones, I mean, especially the kodesh kadashim, specifically the skins and the hides of the animals go to the kohanim. So basically, back in the day, they would put the skins of the kodeshim, the kodesh kadashim, in the lishchas of the beis haparva. That was a place in the beis hamikdash. I forget exactly on what side it was, but Parvo was the guy who designed it, so that's what they called it. And at night they would give it to whoever was there, right? The Beis Av, the family of Kohanim, right? Not all Kohanim served in the Beis Hamikdash at the same time, right? They had a rotation, so whoever was on rotation, so they would get those skins. Apparently, unfortunately, when there's money involved and monetary, situation, so the people who are Zeroa, literally as an arm, but meaning the people who are strong, the strong-willed and the strong, forceful Kohanim, would take them. So then to fix that, they said, you know what, fine, we're going to give out the skins once a week on Erev Shabbos. So that the entire mishmar, right? Because again, they had mishmaros, they had certain rotations of kohanim, but right. Also within those rotations, they had rotations. So meaning the idea was that if you get everybody that comes together right on Erev Shabbos, so hopefully that would discourage the more forceful kohanim from taking their skins right forcefully. But v'adayin you go gedolei kohuna. And still, you had this problem that the kind of the higher ups were taking these skins. So undo bailam mikdishim the shemayim. So the owners. What's it called? They were makdish. Meaning the people who brought the kohanim. Now again, the people who brought the korbanos. Now some of these were communal offerings. So I guess they had a. Somebody, I guess one of the Kohanim who was in charge or whatever it was, meaning they were makdish the hides to the Beis HaMikdash, right, so that they wouldn't have any of these issues. So Amru, lo hayu yamim muatim. It was only a few days before achechifu es haheicha kulo b'tavlos shelzov. Until, right, again, if you can imagine, there were a lot of korbanos being brought. So if the Beis HaMikdash got all the skins, so that probably was a lot of money. So very soon after, they were able to buy golden plating with all the money from the hides, and they put it all around the Beis HaMikdash. Shekein ama al ama ka'uvi dinar zav, and they were thick also, meaning it was an ama by an ama, these plates that they bought, and they were thick, like a dinar, like a coin, right? They had a real thickness to them. And every yontif, they would take them off, and they would put them on the stairway, the stairwell up to Har HaBayis, right, just outside the chatzer. So the people coming, right, people who come to Ole Regel, right, would be impressed, right, they would see that it was beautiful, you know, an unbelievable sight. I'm sure that added tremendously to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Tana with under Raisa Abashal Amar Koros Shel Shikma Hayubi Richo. There again, we, as we mentioned before, yesterday, the day before, there were tree trunks that were Hekdesh in Yericho. Vayu Bali Zroas Nothlo Samba Zroa. And now, and this is not talking about Kohanim, but this is talking about thieves would take them. And Amdu Bailam Vigdishin Lashamayim. And apparently, again, but right, this is how it happened that the people who owned the tree trunks were makdish them to Hekdesh. Apparently the thieves weren't concerned about Gezel, but they were concerned about stealing from the base of Mekdesh. Okay, that's ironic, but fine. Okay, Alehem v'al kayotzi b'hem, about these people, and meaning similarly, along the same lines, Amar Abishol bar ben Bitnes mishum Abba Yosef ben Chanin, oy li mi base Baitus, oy ve, because of the house of Baitus. Baitus was a Kohen Gadol, and we're going to mention all these Kohanim Gedolim, who were not so not so righteous. So Oyve, because of the house of Baitus, but Oyli me Maalasan, because Maalas could have been a mace, perhaps it was a weapon. So basically, his servants, right? They would basically, you can imagine, go to the Beis HaMikdash, and there'd be armed people there taking your money. Oyli me Beis Chanin, right? The Chanin was also getting a coin gadol. Oyli me Lichishasan, they used to whisper and say Lashon Hara, apparently. Again, this is an all in Rashi. Oili mi base Kastros, what was the house of Kastros guilty of? Oili mi kulmus kulmuson. There's what's it called? What's a kulmus? It's an old school, a quill. All their quills, apparently they would write bad things, bad writings, etc. Oili mi base Yishmael ben Pachi, what was that? Oili mi mega egrofon, because of their egrof is a fist. Right, so they used to, I guess, I don't know if they would beat people or they would be strong over people, I'm not sure. Shehem Kohanim Gedolim, all these people were Kohanim Gedolim. Uvnehem Gizbarim, their sons were in charge of the temple, the treasury, meaning the base of the Hekdesh, the money, the base of Mikdash. Vichasnehem are Markalim, their son-in-laws are Markalins, are people who are in charge of stuff. Vavdehem Chovtin Esayam B'maklos, and their servants beat the people with sticks, right? Apparently you see that, you know, listen, when people come into power, so unfortunately, you know, they appoint all the family in charge, and, you know, at that point, things go downhill from there, right? You can imagine. Tan Rabban will end the Rebbeisa. Arba Tzvachos Tzavcha Azara. There were four cries from the Azara, from the courtyard, I guess. From the Azar, the Beis HaMikdash. One of them was Sumikan bin Eli. Get out of here, the sons of Eli. If you remember, the Gemara says in Shabbos, well, this would be the Gemara, Shatimu with Heichal Hashem. They were Matame, the Heichal of Hashem. The Gemara says, if you remember in Shabbos, that Chofni and Pinchas, they were, the Pasuk says at least, that they were Matame, the Heichal Hashem, by committing adultery in the Beis HaMikdash, Rachman al-Tzlan. And the Gemara in Shabbos clarifies and says it's not at all what was happening. But they were delaying the korbanos of the women who were trying to become tahor, so they could go back to their husbands. So the pasuk says, as if they were, what's it called? They committed adultery with those women. But obviously, but that's not at all what happened. That's a Gemara Shabbos. I don't know, somewhere. I guess nun something. I don't remember. I think somewhere around there. Either way, Veod Tzavcha, another cry out was from the courtyard. It was Tzemi Kan Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai. come from, get out of here, Yisachar from Bar Kaisha, Mechavid is Atma Mechal Kachri Shemaim, who honors himself, but is Mechal Shem Shemaim, right, to have a Korach Yodei B'Shirai V'Avid Avoda, because he would put on gloves, he would put on silks, and do the Avoda. The Avoda, the Beis HaMikdash, needed to be done with your hands. There couldn't be any chatzitza between the skins and the korbanah. So he was apparently very delicate. He put on gloves and silks and whatever, and then take the sacrificial parts, etc. And that's obviously a big problem. We'll see at the end of today's daf what exactly happened to him. The Azara also cried out, "Sushar Moshechem v'yikanes Yishmael ben Pachi Talmid Shem Pinchas." Raise up the gates, so Yishmael, the son of Pachi, the son of the Talmud of Pinchas, can come in. V'yishamesh kuhuna gedola, and he can be the Kohen Gadol. He apparently, the rest of his family, Rashi says, were Rishayim, but he was a tzaddik. Okay. And then finally, V'otzavcha Azor, Atzushar Ibn Rashaychem, Yikanes Yochanan ben Narabai, Talmid Hashem Pankai, let Yochanan ben Narabai come in. V'yimali kreso mikachei shamayim, let him eat the kachei shamayim. They said about this guy, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arbai, Shaya Ochal Shalosh Meos Agalim, Veshosa Shalosh Meos Garbe Yain, he would eat 300 cows and drink 300 bottles of wine. Mustama, the Pshad is not him, but Mustama, his family. Mustama, he had a big family. Veochal Arbaim saw Gozlos Beknoach Suda, and he would eat 40 saw of bird korbanos for dessert. And Amru, and they said, "Kol Yamav Shel Yochanan Ben Arbai Lo Nimtza Noser Bet Mikdash," and there was never any leftovers whenever he was around. And again, I don't think it means that he was just obscenely obese. I think Mustama means that it's either an exaggeration and he ate a lot, or that he's talking about the stuff that his family consumed with him. Okay, let's get to the end of the parak now. My Saka Bey Bisakar Ish Kfar Barakai. What happened to this guy? Right, to who do the Beis HaMikdash, did the Avoda Beis HaMikdash with gloves on. So Amrei, they said, Malko Makusa Hava Yasi. The king and queen were sitting around, and if you look at Rashi, Malche Beis Chashmonois, it says that there's the kings of the Chashmonoim. Right, if you remember, obviously the Chashmonoim were victorious in Hanukkah time, but they were Kohanim. And unfortunately, the sad story goes that they decided to usurp power and become the kings and queens, where we know the kings and queens are supposed to come from Yehuda. So they were not successful rulers, and not necessarily, as we'll see in a second, as proven by this story. They were not the nicest of people. So either way, the king and queen are sitting around, and they're schmoozing, and they said, Malka Amar Gedai Yai, Umalkasa Amra Imra Yai. The king said that a goat's meat is better, and the queen said a lamb's meat is better. Amru man muchach, they said, who can prove this to us? Well, the kohen gadol, the gamas korbanos kol yomei yas kol yoma. So let's bring the kohen gadol. He eats all these different types of korbanos. He could tell us. So also ihu. So this Yisachar ben Barkai came, and ach v'biyade, he made a motion. He pointed with his hand as if like. If goat meat was better, if goat meat was better, yasik latamida, we would use it, we would bring it as a korban tamid, but we don't. So therefore, right, it can't be that goat meat is better. As we'll see in a second, he was also a big amaretz because you can bring a goat as the korban tamid. Anyway, Amar Malka, the king said, "Ho v'lo havi lei imsa de malchusa." Since this guy wasn't afraid of the malchus, meaning he had no yiras hamalchus, so nifzguli mini. Let's cut off his right hand. Who gestured so dismissively when he was asked this question? So Yav Shochad. So the Kohen Gadol bribed the executioner or whatever. Upaske the smole, and he cut off his left hand. So Shama Malka upaskali mine, and unfortunately it didn't work because the king heard and then cut off his right hand as well. In Amrav Yosef Baruch Achmana de Ashkali li Sachar Ish Kfar Barkai lemitrafe mine behai alma. And then Rav Yosef said Baruch Hashem that the Kosh Baruch Hu took the punishment right punished Yisachar in this world instead of the next world. Okay, so Amram Vashi Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai lo Tana Masnisen. Apparently he didn't know any Mishnayos. This guy Yisachar. Because the Tanakh, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kvasim Kodmin Le'izim V'chol Makom, that you bring a sheep before a goat. Meaning it's written in the Chumash everywhere, meaning sheeps and then goat, sheep and then goat, right? You have those two options to bring by Korbanos, and it always lists the sheep, right, before the goat. Yochal mepnei shemuvcharim minan. You might think because it's better. Talmud Lomar says therefore the pasuk says v'im keves yovi korbano. That pasuk is not quoted in its entirety. Where is that pasuk? That pasuk is. Hold on. I don't have it on the side of my Gemara. All right. Either way, that pasuk is not in its entirety. Meaning, but it quotes both of them. By the Korban Chatas. So, Melamish Yeshneim Shkulin Ke'echa. They're equal, basically. You can bring either one. Ravino, Amar Ravino says, well, Afil Mikro Nami Lo Kara. Apparently, not only did he not learn Mishnayis, right, but Yisachar didn't even know the Torah. Techtiv, because the Pasuk says, In Kesa Vim Eis. Right, either one. You can bring either one for the Korban Tamid. Really, that Pasuk is by the Shlomim, but Iboy Kevas Liese, Iboy Eis Liese. Right, a person's allowed to bring either one. Right, the Torah doesn't bring a preference, right? He was about to say, oh, we don't bring this, what are you talking about? Right, Rashi says that's talking about a shlomim, but there's no, right, the shneim shavim, they're both equal, and you could bring either a goat or a sheep. He didn't realize, he didn't even know that. Okay, so, hadra lach makam shenago v'slicha la Pesach Rishon, just a word about this Pesach Rishon, right, and most of the sechlas are not broken up into two parts. But this is the first part, and the second part we're about to see is a good four some odd prakim. The bulk of the remainder of the Masechta is it five prakim, maybe five. What is it? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So five prakim are basically. Well, I guess 9 is not exact. All right, whatever. There's going to be a good 50 blot or so about the Korban Pesach. So that's why they break it up into two quote unquote Masechtas. But you know that's why we ended up over here. This is kind of the first part that deals with chametz and the isurim thereabouts. Now we're going to get into korbanos and kachim and stuff. Meheri bana beis hamikdash, and it'll all become very relevant for everybody. Okay, have a great day. And I will say, very exciting to start the fifth parak tomorrow.